All right, we hear a little Christopher Cross, and we know it's 9:40 a.m. on a Tuesday, and we talk to our friends at SalesportTalk.com, and co-hosting this segment with me once again from SalesportTalk.com is Karen Lyle. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, and I'm thinking it's 9:40 in San Francisco, but think of all the different times it is around the world in those 168 countries we broadcast to.
Add
it's
and
24 hours, right?
Add and subtract the time. Yes, we are hitting the 40 mark, and we're also very happy to be joined by Sherry Flummerfelt, Executive Director of Western Flyer Foundation. And Sherry, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what that foundation is, please.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me. So the Western Flyer Foundation is a nonprofit that owns the Western Flyer, which is a famous old fishing boat that author John Steinbeck and biologist Ed Ricketts took to the Gulf of California back in 1940 and published the book, The Log from the Sea of Cortez, which has really been inspirational for many people who sail and travel and study marine science. We're leaning into the same spirit of that original voyage. And right now the vessel has returned to the Gulf of California for the first time in 85 years.
Sherry, it's wonderful to have you on the show. That restoration process, how long did it take and what did that involve?
Yeah, the restoration was a big project because the boat had sank a few times. And the last time it was underwater for 6 months, if you can imagine. So it was covered in seaweed and barnacles and a complete mess. By the time our founder, John Gregg, purchased the vessel, they ended up restoring the vessel over 7 years. And honestly, it's still going. it's never ending. But the big part of the restoration, which was done up at with the Port Townsend Shipwrights Co-op, took about 7 years.
You mentioned Steinbeck, of course, so huge to the Salinas area and the central coast of California, and of course his iconic writing as well. But I don't think a lot of people know about this side of him. What can you tell us about these adventures that he had?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting when he went on this trip back in 1940. It was kind of a big time in his career. He had just published The Grapes of Wrath, which was, of course, a big bestseller, but it also set off this huge firestorm of controversy for how it portrayed big farm businesses and how they treated poor migrant farmers. So people hated him and were burning his books across the country and banning him, and they considered him a radical and a traitor. So he had a passion for marine science. His best friend was a marine biologist, Ed Ricketts, who people might know inspired the character Doc, if you've read Cannery Row. And they decided to go on this marine collecting expedition to the Gulf of California to kind of escape and get away. It was the cusp of war, and it was a six-week journey. And they documented in The Log from the Sea of Cortez.
Well, and they also discovered some various different species and documented them. What are some of the interesting species that they discovered on their trip?
Yeah, I think they discovered about 50 new species, and I know some of them were named after them. So there were some anemones in particular, like Steinbecki, and in the name, I don't have them memorized, but, Phyloba Steinbecki or something like that. It was actually a very cutting edge expedition for many reasons, because they were looking at the communities of marine species in the intertidal for the first time in terms of ecosystems and ecology, which wasn't really the norm back then. So it was very cutting edge and very visionary, the work that they were doing, and still, you know, has influenced scientists to this day.
There's no rumor about Trump changing the name of Gulf of California because he hates us, right? Nothing yet. Okay.
I sure hope not.
So I remember, I've been on the, I can't remember the name of it, but it's FDR's boat. It's in Oakland. And I remember, I think it was President Reagan that got that off the bottom of the bay or the ocean, wherever it was. And what's that like to, I mean, I would imagine you'd need a shipwright to get all, not just all the barnacles off, but I would think all the wood had rotted. What type of decade long underhanded deal would that have to be?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge undertaking because they had to replace much of the boat. Fortunately, the cabin, which is where most of the activity, is, it's the galley and all of the bunks and the wheelhouse and everything, that we were able to preserve about 90% of the cabin. But below deck was about 90% replaced because it was a mess, and the vision was not just to restore it and have it exactly like it was back in 1940, but it was to restore it, have it look and feel like it did back when it was built in 1937, but to have it equipped with cutting edge technology and to put it back to work doing marine science research. So it's this old, beautiful old Monterey sardine seiner, one of only two that I've heard of remaining when there used to be dozens, but it's got a hybrid diesel electric engine. The fish hold was made into a laboratory, so it's full of oceanographic tools and equipment, and we do education and research on the boat. But in terms of the restoration, yeah, they had to really honestly go plank by plank, and it was deferred maintenance that it was in a really rough shape. If you're interested, if any of your listeners are interested, this is all documented on our YouTube channel. There's dozens of videos that go through the restoration process that have been really popular, and it's pretty fascinating the work they do up there, up in Port Townsend.
So please give us a URL for your website as well, and tell us where the ship is right now.
Yeah, so the URL for our website is westernflyer.org. So flyer spelt with a Y. Some people have made that mistake. And the ship is right now, today, yes, the last few days, for those of you who've, been to the Gulf of California, we were in Agua Verde and spent a few days doing community events, bringing kids and community members out to see the boat and to learn about the story and to do research. We've been working with some fishermen down there who've been doing surveys of the reef, and they wanted to go further and deeper. And so we have a remote operated vehicle on board, and so they were really excited to look underwater with that. We're heading up to well, there's San Lucas Cove, and heading to Santa Rosalia, where we actually were last week, and they had a big community event to welcome us, which was really an honor. And we're returning there to do a bunch of work with students and local scientists up in Santa Rosalia. So we'll be traveling around the Gulf of California until the end of May, doing science education and community events, and then we head back up the coast, back up to California. We're going to be part of the Newport Beach Wooden Boat Festival and January 13th and 14th, and then we head back to Monterey mid June,
When you
late June. Yeah.
say that the discoveries that were made with flora and fauna, I mean, it's one thing if you're, Darwin on the Beagle going to the Galapagos with botanists and biologists. What was this a mission to discover new species of things, or is this sort of serendipitous?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. If you read the book, which I strongly encourage everybody to read because it's a classic and it's quite amazing. They really just wanted to go there, eyes wide open, and collect specimens, see what they could find in the tide pools, and see how those marine creatures lived together and interacted together. But really, they were collecting to see what they could find. But they wanted to do so in a way that wasn't really restrictive. So they wanted to keep their eyes open. So when you actually read the book, they do talk a lot about the species that they collect and the process of collecting them, but a huge part of the book is this philosophical speculation, or they visit different subjects that came to them throughout this 6-week journey in their conversations. Ed Ricketts, who was also on the vessel, who I'd mentioned earlier, he had published a book that same year, 1939, or the year before, called Between Pacific Tides, which documented the marine life off the coast, off our west coast, in the rocky tide pools and shores. And that book today is still taught in Stanford, or still taught in university classrooms. And it's one of Stanford University's top-selling books. So that came right before this expedition. So I think they wanted to do the same thing, but in the Gulf of California, looking at how marine life lives in communities, and looking at humans' connections to the bigger picture. It's really a great book. There's so many great quotes, and there's a lot of boaters obviously listening to this. There's a lot of quotes and storytelling around boats and our connection to boats, humans' connections to boats, which are just beautiful, beautiful quotes. And
Karen, we got time for one more question.
Sherry, what attracted you to this project personally?
So I have always been in the world of ocean nonprofits and conservation, and I also love Steinbeck, and I also have been a fan of Ricketts, and I've started up a lot of nonprofits or a few nonprofits, and so I live here down in Pacific Grove near Monterey, and I was working with commercial fishing industry, and several people sent me this job description, and it just seemed to merge everything that I've loved in my career. So yeah, it's such an exciting project. It's really optimistic. It's this comeback story. It appeals to boaters and boat builders and scientists and, you know, educators and, you know, people who love the Gulf of California. It just seems to be it brings people together, this project, which feels very timely. We need a little optimism and at this time.
It's Sherry Flummerfelt, Executive Director of Western Flyer Foundation. And as she said, you can go to westernflyer.org for more information. Thank you so much for coming on, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Sherry.
And Karen, I don't know how your German is. Flummerfelt. Felt means field. I wonder what Flummer is. Maybe it's some kind of flower. What do you think?
That's not one of my languages.
Well, as always,
when I'm in Germany, I do have someone who can translate for me, because even though everybody speaks English, you know, they really do prefer German. It's true.
Anyway, very interesting guest today. I never knew this about this boat or that part about Steinbeck. So once again, thanks for coming by, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, we will. I'll be in London at the time.
And of course. I'll be in Pinole. All
right. Well, that's famous for London.
I'll be in El Sobrany. Have fun, Karen. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. That's SailSportsTalk.com for more information. Come on back.